In the sight of God, every incident takes place in a single moment. Assume that you have the picture of a big city spread in front of you. Streets, vehicles, buildings, lined up side by side, and people are clearly in this picture. Let us further imagine that there is also a man trying to reach the other end of the city. From the point of view of this man, there is a certain distance to be crossed from one end of the city to another in a definite time. It surely takes some time for this man to reach his destination. On the way, he will encounter various things. It is unlikely that he can be present at two different places at the same time. Yet, this is not the case for a person like you who looks at this picture from the outside. You can see all the details of the city at a single glance, in a single moment. Moreover, you don't even need a specific time to do this. This state, related in the above example, also holds true for people like us who are confined to a world of three dimensions. For us, reaching a destination only becomes possible with the passing of time and by expending some energy. However, for God, the creator of all dimensions, it takes only a single moment for all events to occur. The second important fact is the simultaneity of these events. As stated earlier, in the sight of God, it is not possible to talk about the notion of time. Everything takes place and ends in a single instant. The prophet Adam is being created from clay right at this moment. Angels are prostrating themselves before the prophet Adam right now. Likewise, he is now being removed from paradise and sent to earth. Furthermore, the moment we are talking about is the moment you are reading these lines. The moment Maryam became pregnant. The moment she gave birth to prophet Jesus under a date palm. The moment she returned to her people. The moment the prophet Jesus talked to them while he was still in his cradle, as well as the moment he called people around him to be his apostles and was raised to the presence of God, are all happening right at this moment. Indeed, not only the past events we are familiar with, but also those of which we have no idea because they will happen in the future, are in reality happening just at this moment. Every second the prophet Jesus spent in this world, his communication of the message of God to his disciples, his return to the earth, every speech he delivered to call people to the path of God, his death and his resurrection on the day of judgment, as well as the moments he will be greeted by angels in his entrance to heaven, are actually happening at this moment. All these examples indicate, once again, an important fact. None of the moments, none of the events, none of the living beings which existed in the past have ceased to exist and will ever disappear. Nevertheless, it is essential that this point should be well grasped. None of these occurrences are in any way similar to a memory, reminiscence, or an image. They are all vivid, just like the moment we are experiencing right now. Everything is preserved as it is. We perceive them as incidents in the past, simply because God does not present these perceptions to us. However, whenever He wills, it is possible for God to display these images to us and present these perceptions to us, thus making us experience them. In the sight of God, all events which have occurred on earth so far take place in a single moment. What the prophet Musa, the prophet Ibrahim, the prophet Nuh, the prophet Suleiman, and the prophet Muhammad, together with all other prophets, went through is experienced in the time we actually live in. Likewise, the experiences of our grandchildren, the experiences of their grandchildren, as well as the experiences of all the people who will live until Judgment Day, take place in one and the same moment. Among these people, those who believe are now in heaven, while the disbelievers are in hell, suffering pain. The same thing holds true for all events and people which have appeared on earth throughout history. Philosophers in ancient Greece, the Sumerian people who invented cuneiform writing, Cleopatra, the Egyptian queen, artists of the Renaissance period, scientists of the 19th century, dictators of the 20th century, and all others who went down in history as distinguished people, even your grandfather, his great-grandfather, and you are, in reality, living at the same moment. None of these events disappear. They remain without changing. The Crusades, the Great Migration, World Wars I and II, those seemingly distant historical events, are actually events happening right at this moment and will continue to be so for all eternity. Nothing is left forgotten. All of them are created by God for many hidden reasons. Accordingly, nothing disappears, vanishes, or is wasted. The fact that people do not see, know, or experience these occurrences does not mean that they are not happening right now. In the sight of God, timelessness prevails, and for Him, everything has already taken place and is finished. However, being bound by time, the experiences of an individual appear to be arranged in a series of events which seem to be ordered according to the criterion of the past, the present, and the future. Events not yet experienced are not yet experienced for us. Past, future, and present are all the same to God. That is why God knows everything. This fact is also stated in the following verse. O my son, said Luqman, if there be but the weight of a mustard seed, and it were hidden in a rock, or anywhere in the heavens or on earth, God will bring it forth, for God understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. Surah Luqman 16. The same holds true for you too. All your experiences and feelings remain just as they were. They are not kept in your memory alone. You are made to perceive the preserved events as a memory or the past. Believing themselves to be bound by a steady, unvarying flow of time, streaming from the past to the future, people assume their lives are divided into distinct sections, namely past, present, and future. This actually poses a major hindrance to their grasp of particular events, like the existence of the hereafter, paradise, and judgment day. Simply deprived of comprehension, they cannot relate the concept of time in the sight of God to the concept of time people are bound by. However, knowing that every created being, event, and everything else are created infinitely and brought into being spontaneously, frame by frame, just like the pictures making up the role of a film, will help them to grasp this fact. Some people hold the superstitious belief that God created the universe and granted man a certain lifespan and left him all alone, not really intervening in his worldly affairs. According to the same distorted belief, while man is being tested on earth, God awaits his trial and will wait until the end of the universe. Yet this is surely impossible. Waiting is a weakness peculiar to man, and God is surely not bound by such weakness. God, the Al-Quddus, is free from all error, forgetfulness, incapability, and from any kind of defect. God knows the past and future of all people, as well as their experiences in detail. Nevertheless, man supposes the life of this world, which is actually a place where he is tested, to have a beginning and an end. Yet, the concepts of before and after past and future, are non-existent. Everything, all human beings, all living beings live simultaneously. All times, all ages, all histories, and even all days, hours, and moments take place in one and the same moment. Although man fails to grasp this because of his limitations, the fact is evident. God is the Al-Hasib, in other words, the one who knows in detail the account of things people do throughout their lives. This is why believers can appreciate the might of God, wholeheartedly put their trust in Him, and submit to Him. They are aware of how weak they are in comparison to His might, and they can understand how close God is to them and how they are in need of Him. Death is another of the issues about which people have various misconceptions. The majority of people imagine that those who die simply perish. Having inadequate information pertaining to the hereafter, the eternal life, paradise, and hell, they do not believe that they will be resurrected after death. The majority of them entertain vague beliefs regarding death. Accordingly, when they lose a relative, they think he has disappeared for all eternity. This is a distorted belief, however. At the moment someone is born into this world, or to put it another way, by the time he is brought into this world by God, he starts his endless life. Death is also a moment, just like other moments in his life. Yet that person is actually alive. The moments preceding and following someone's death and everything related to that person are preserved in the sight of God. Following the death of someone, people mourn and say, "It is unfortunate that he died, he was so young." However, with all the details of someone's life, memories of his childhood, birth, and family still exist. They do not fade or vanish. All that he went through is preserved. As a requirement of the test in this world, these memories are simply wiped from his memory. However, this by no means means that they cease to exist. In the sight of God, the birth, life, and death of a man takes place and ends simultaneously. The same reasoning applies to all human beings. All human beings are coming into existence and dying right at this moment. All are being resurrected and sent to paradise or hell. Thus, no one dies. They are alive for all eternity. Right now, some people are in hell, while others are in paradise. This fact is also stressed in the Quran. God draws our attention to the fact that everything takes place in only a single instant. Verily the companions of the garden that day have joy in all that they do. They and their associates are in groves of cool shade, reclining on thrones of dignity. Surah Yasin 55-56. In human life, another important mystery prevails. While mourning someone who died, people do not consider the fact that they themselves have also died and even been resurrected. The birth and death of a person occur simultaneously. All kinds of details about the lives, deaths, resurrections, and eternal lives of all people are retained in the sight of God. In other words, everything is taking place right at this moment. Death and resurrection are truly not incidents occurring at separate times. People are born in timelessness. Likewise, they die in timelessness. They are resurrected in timelessness. And as a matter of fact, just at this moment, they are alive. At the moment God creates man, he becomes an eternal being. To put it another way, he starts his endless life to stay alive for all eternity. Meanwhile, he also witnesses his death, just like he sees himself alive throughout his life. He witnesses his death, but only once. For this reason, the concept of the disappearance of people, which is associated with death, is out of the question. Considering these facts, mourning someone who dies and feeling sad about his death simply sounds irrational. A young man, a child, or a healthy person who dies, after all, does not perish. They all exist in their best state. In the sight of God, they are alive. This is a clear indication of God's might and knowledge. That everything is kept in the memory of God reveals another important mystery. By the will of God, tracing an event backwards and reaching its initial moment is possible. Being bound by time, people consider time travel to be a remote possibility. However, in the sight of God, there is no time. As mentioned earlier, the past and future are one and the same moment. Just as it is possible to rewind and rewatch a film, it is also possible to see past events of one's life over again, provided that God makes one feel the perceptions related to those events at that moment again. What has been related so far is definitely not a sort of philosophy or way of thought, but scientific truths that are impossible to deny. In addition to its being a technical reality, the evidence also admits of no other rational and logical alternatives on this issue. Materialists have a hard time understanding this issue. The subliminal reason why materialists cannot comprehend this subject is their fear of what they will face when they do comprehend it. Lincoln Barnett tells us that some scientists have discerned on this subject. Along with philosophers' reduction of all objective reality to a shadow world of perceptions, scientists have become aware of the alarming limitations of man's senses. While the fact that matter and time are perceptions alarms materialists, the opposite holds true for believers. All through one's life, every word one utters, every attitude one assumes, every thought occurring to one's mind at every moment was previously known by God and is preserved in the sight of God. The following words of the prophet Jesus, as related in the Quran, reveal that believers are aware of this. And when God says, "Isa, son of Maryam, did you say to people, 'Take me and my mother as gods beside God'? He will say, 'Glory be to you. It is not for me to say what I have no right to say. If I had said it, then you would have known it. You know what is in myself, but I do not know what is in yourself. You are the knower of all unseen things.'" Surat Al-Maidah 116. In addition, a person who behaves in a manner which will displease God, or a person who does not observe his limits, will not be able to deny any of these misdeeds in the hereafter. Furthermore, he will see the misdeeds he has committed. Since nothing disappears or is lost, so are all misdeeds and wrongs kept preserved. That is why disbelievers who transgress the limits of God engage in deeds displeasing to God, or say evil words, assuming that nobody sees or hears them, will be greatly astonished in the hereafter. They will themselves see that God is witness to everything. In the Quran, God proclaims the following: "He is God in the heavens and in the earth. He knows what you keep secret and what you make public, and He knows what you earn." Surat Al-An'am 3. In another verse, God informs us that the misdeeds people forget or disregard will surround them all in the hereafter. What confronts them from God will be something they did not reckon with. What confronts them will be the evil actions which they earned, and what they used to mock at will engulf them. Surat Az-Zumar, 47-48. On the day of judgment, disbelievers, those displaying hypocrisy about religion, those rebelling against the commandments of God without any hesitation, will experience what they had never expected. Once they are resurrected by God, all their secret activities will appear before everyone's eyes. Just as stated in the verse, what unbelievers have ridiculed all through their lives will surround them all in the hereafter. During the time that God grants to unbelievers in this world, they have ridiculed the faith believers have in God and in the hereafter, and, being unable to comprehend it, assessed the faithful's beliefs as misconceptions. To their dismay, however, what they have claimed to be misconception and thus ridiculed has now caught up with them unexpectedly. This is because they are actually the ones who have gone wrong. All the images of the wicked deeds they have committed throughout their lives are in the memory of God, and on the day of judgment, they will face each one of them. Every time they deny these, however, they will vividly see these events, which are destined to all eternity. This way, they will recognize that God surrounds them completely. God describes the situation of disbelievers as follows. But God is mocking them and drawing them on as they wander blindly in their excessive insolence. Surat Al-Baqarah, 15. The violence resorted to by unbelievers in the time of the Prophet Muhammad and the misdeeds performed by unbelievers in the period of the Prophet Nuh and Ibrahim are all kept in the sight of God. That the Prophet Yusuf was thrown down to the bottom of a well, or that the people of Israel, they all exist in the sight of God. Everything, most probably with all the details nobody has ever witnessed before, is completely preserved. This fact is stressed in the following verse. They can conceal their crimes from people, but they cannot conceal them from God. He is with them when they plot by night, saying things which are not pleasing to Him. God encompasses everything they do. Surat An-Nisa, 108. The same holds true for those unbelievers living in our day. They assume the plots they make against believers or religion will remain hidden and that they will never have to face them on the day of judgment. The slightest wicked deed, every slander they utter against believers are in the memory of God. The fact that these images are taken from their memory should not deceive them. It may be entirely possible that they themselves have forgotten a slander they spread about believers a decade ago. However, all these misdeeds exist in the memory of God. By the will of God, these incidents might, any time, reappear in their memories. Yet, unaware of this fact, by the expression of the verse, because they are a people without understanding, Al-Maidah 58, unbelievers cannot comprehend the might of God. Nevertheless, on the day of judgment, they will see the reality and suffer great shame and regret. The response of the Prophet Shu'aib to such an attitude of the leaders of his people draws our attention to the same point, that they are a people without understanding. They said, Shu'aib, we do not understand much of what you say, and we see you are weak among us. Were it not for your clan, we would have stoned you. We do not hold you in high esteem. He said, my people, do you esteem my clan more than you do God? You have made him into something to cast disdainfully behind your backs. But my Lord encompasses everything that you do. Surah Hud, 91-92. On the day of judgment, all people will be called to give an account of their deeds in this world. Surely, this process of judgment will take place very fast. When one fully comprehends the facts related in this program, it will surely not be difficult to conceive that all people will be judged in a single moment. Meanwhile, it is essential that one should not expect this to happen in the future. It is actually happening right at this moment. In other words, right now, all people are giving an account of the misdeeds they have committed in this world. Unbelievers deem that what they do will not be seen or heard. According to them, everything will be forgotten. However, the truth is otherwise. On the day of judgment, they will be greatly disappointed. You thought that God would never know much of what you did. It is that thought you had about your Lord that has destroyed you. So now you find yourselves among the lost. Surah Fussilat, 22-23. This program is based on the book by Harun Yahya, Timelessness and the Reality of Fate.